I want to talk a little about social engineering. I know you do anyway. What do you mean by it? What, explain your definition of social engineering.
Well, with social engineering, the best best definitions or the best information can be found in the old Art of Deception book. But real quickly, it's basically where the bad guy uses manipulation, deception, and influence tactics. I'm talking about the same influence tactics that sales and marketing people use.
Yes.
To persuade or to influence, rather, a trusted person inside a company to either reveal information or to do some sort of action item that lets the bad guy in or gives the bad guy the information. It's simply the art of getting a person to say yes, to comply with the request, and this request is what benefits the bad guy.
Give me an example.
A guy walks into a building, a building of a company, and during the day when the receptionist is quite busy,
yes,
walks up to the receptionist maybe 10 minutes after sitting down. The person's dressed in a suit, so the person has that authority. You know, looks like a typical business man or woman.
Probably a briefcase.
Immaculate hairstyle.
Yeah.
You know, typical, the trappings of a business person.
Yes.
Hands the receptionist a $5 bill and says, "Excuse me, miss. I found this money was on the floor over there, and I just wanted to turn it in." and you know, the receptionist is very surprised and says, "Okay, well, thank you so much." And then about person sits down. 15 or 20 minutes later, the person goes back up to the same receptionist and says, "Listen, I just got an important SMS message or phone call. I need to get something off my computer. I need to be able to sit down somewhere. Is it possible I could just use the conference room behind you just for 10 or 15 minutes? If anybody comes in, I won't bother you. I'd really, really appreciate it because I need to get this taken care of."
Yes.
The receptionist knows that only employees are supposed to be in that conference room, but she thinks, well, you know, she's attributed, given a positive attribution of trust to this person based on the person turning in the $5 bill that they found on the floor. So she's thinking about it, and she goes, "Well, sure, I can trust this person." So he lets the guy into the conference room. The guy plugs in the laptop into their an Ethernet jack in the conference room because most companies have their network connectivity for conferences, of
sure.
course. Finds it's a live jack behind the company's firewall. Person plants a wireless access point being a device that fits about the size in the palm of your hand, plugs in the wireless access point into this Ethernet jack, puts a note on the wireless access point, "Please do not remove, Information Security Department." And then from the parking lot with a directional antenna, of course. The bad guy has complete access to the company from the parking lot over radio.
This is a modern grift. This is grifting, Kevin.
Exactly. Well, social engineering is basically
grifting.
Using carn artistry and using technical...
It's grifting.
Well, grifting is more... No, grifting, when you look at grifting art, it's more of you're grifting for cash. You're basically conning people out of money.
Well, hey, baby, what you just described ends up in the same place. It's a modern grift. What it is.
I think the definitions are different. This is, social engineering is where the bad guy or the hacker is getting access to company information or company resources by influencing people and using and exploiting technical vulnerability.
A rose by any other name. It's still a grift. All right, so anyway, I get the picture. I get how it's done, and that's pretty awful.
I mean, you know, a quick other story is, imagine you're at Premier Radio Networks in Sherman Oaks, and that's quite a building, if you've ever been there. And imagine that you're on the elevator.
I have never been there.
Oh, okay.
Is that amazing or what?
Yeah. Not really. You're outside the state. So I was there a few times. So anyway.
I'm sure they're happy to hear that.
But I did do what I'm going to tell you.
I bet they're all checking their Ethernet ports right now for little notes.
Little notes, property of Premier Security, right? So listen to this. So imagine you're in the elevator into the restroom, and you find a CD, you know, like in a red jewel case, and it has the logo of Premier Radio Networks on there. And you look at it, you found it on the elevator, someone must have dropped it, and it says, "Extremely proprietary and confidential payroll salary history, second quarter 2005.
Oh, God.
right?
Yeah.
What are the chances that somebody, that was in the elevator or whomever is going to take that back to their computer and just do a quick check? What do their bosses make? What do their colleagues make? They put in the CD. It comes up with like an Excel document. They click on it, and nothing happens. It says it's corrupted or whatever.
They
toss the CD or they give it to human resources.
Yeah, they say, what a bunch of bulls, somebody's stupid joke.
But what happens is, what do they do? After clicking that document and installed a piece of malicious software on their computer that can essentially do anything the bad guy wants. That's because under Windows, usually everyone runs with administrator rights.
Good God, this is diabolical.
Right, so then you have a keystroke logger that's sitting there, basically installed a wiretap on the victim's computer that clicked on that spreadsheet, or worse yet, it's a program that attempts to connect out from that person's computer to the internet to another machine, another computer that the bad guy had compromised, so now they could use that as a tunnel into Premier Radio Network's network.
What idiot let you into our building?
I would call him it. No, he's not an idiot. David Hall let me into your building.
David Hall. I stand by my statement.
No, but he's a good guy.
No, David's all right.
He's cool.
God, I know they're doing some thinking down there right now.
So there's an example of a social engineering attack, which is a little bit different. It's actually influencing the target by getting access to something that they'd really like to look at, and by doing so, getting them to install malicious software on their computer that gives the bad guy an advantage.